darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be. How's your new love? Are you happy? Hope you're doing fine. Just to know her means so much to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Oh boy!
Well, you didn't like my Conway Twitty?
No, it's fine. It's fine. So, should I write these in your mom's name or your dad's name?
Who depends? Who paid you for them?
Well, he Venmo'd me.
Well, then I'd put in his name.
Okay. Well, then I need. Should I? Can
it means my old man's gonna win a Kimber.
Okay. Can I use your mom's phone number?
Yeah, that's fine. I can give you my dad's number, too, if you want it. You can write it in there later. I won't give it to you on the air.
Yeah. Or just text it to me.
Yeah, I can text you. Hey, let's push play on this episode.
Yep, here we go. This is episode 10.
This is episode, season 2, episode 10, Do
the
No
second
Harm.
Second half.
Yeah, you can push play on it. I'll just talk during the beginning. Aired January 22nd of 2009.
CHRS.
It's the 10th episode of the second season, 22nd episode overall. Michael prevents a man from committing suicide whose son refuses, or whose son suffers from a heart condition. He had lost his savings in a scam after investing in a quote-unquote miracle drug for his son, so Michael decides to get him his money back. Meanwhile, he has to deal with an explosion at his place and his brother in jail, which you remember from the end of the last episode.
Yep.
Trivia. There's several trivias and a continuity error.
Okay. One?
One continuity error. Oh, we will see Michael with a new cell phone in this episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And Michael is going to break the fourth wall in this episode by staring straight down the barrel of the camera at some point. So I'll give you the first trivia, and it's after the explosion at Michael's house, he changes his cell phone from the Motorola Razr to the iPhone.
Really?
Yeah. He's got to get new glasses. He blew the lens out of his glasses. He did land on the charger. Yep. I think your car saved your life, Mike. Not the first time. Yeah, dude, he's got to rebuild the roof of the Charger. I can't even imagine. Are these mine?
Yep.
I don't know what I'm going to do with these now, but I'll put them in my pocket.
I mean, yeah, that's usually what you would do.
Stop, don't talk to me. To be fair, my mom is more likely to answer her phone. I don't know that that's true. I guess it depends on the time of day.
That's true.
The fact that there's this many guys seems to me almost as if they expected Michael to survive.
Correct.
Not in a parking spot. So Sam gets a point because he saves Mike right out the gate on this episode.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Sam, I'm sorry about the car.
Yeah, it's just I put a lot of love into it.
Well, it's pretty identifiable now.
Yeah, I know. I just need a sec to grieve here.
They bow their head and a little prayer over the car.
When you're being hunted, paranoia is inevitable. If you don't know what to do with it, it turns into cold, directionless fear. With the right training, it turns into hyper-awareness of your surroundings. Not always pleasant, but a lot more useful.
Hey, you seem a little unsteady.
Yeah, I'm fine. Hold on.
So, Mike, who do you think was in those cars?
Probably Carla's guys.
Carla's guys.
I guess it was, she needs to talk to me. She had Nate arrested.
Are you serious?
I got a call from my mom right before I talked to you. Hold on.
Distinguishing between different kinds of suspicious behavior is crucial for an operative.
Surveillance?
Not surveillance, Sam.
Oh, here's the guy he's going to save from committing suicide.
Example looks different than someone who's trying to commit suicide.
Just randomly.
And that's how the job begins.
Let's just start with your name. What's your name?
It's Kenny.
Kenny. Want to tell me why you were trying to kill yourself?
It's my son Jack, okay? He needs the money. I was just trying to...
Yeah, but your insurance doesn't pay out if you commit suicide, right?
I don't believe so.
Most insurance doesn't, I should say.
Just write his number on there.
Yeah, I'll tell you. That's fine. I got it.
He's just
looking.
Who are you? I don't understand. I'm someone who might be able to help you with your problem.
You look like you're in pretty good shape yourself.
Just tell me about your son.
Six, and he's had a heart problem since he was born. And it's getting worse. He might not make it.
And how does getting hit by a bus help?
There's a treatment center in Arizona that looks like it might be able to help him, but I can't afford it. A few months ago, I blew all my money on a scam.
A scam?
I met a lady in a pharmacy, and she told me her kid had the same thing. He got cured. $250,000 later, it looked like it was working.
I can take his stubs with me, because he's going to be at my house on Tuesday.
Perfect. Pep pills. Mixed with a painkiller. Just made Jack worse.
I already got it paid.
The money she brought in worked out perfectly.
Can I have that pen? I just want to... I'm going to put his name on these so that I don't confuse him.
From the first day of training, you're told not to get emotionally involved in operations. But sometimes it happens and there's nothing you can do.
Little Jack.
So Jack is played by... this is one of the trivias. Charlie Nix, who plays Jack, is the real-life son of Burn Notice creator Matt Nix.
Really?
Yeah, says his kid. The pictures supposedly being drawn by Jack can be identified as a printout, as you can see the white border on the entire sheet.
Excellent.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and that bone was, like, on top of the ground yet.
I know.
I looked at him like, really?
That's what I said. Your dog might be stupid.
Real conceit.
Barely dug a hole. Yep, like a light.
Out like a light.
Yep.
And he's got a perfectly good bed right here.
That's borderline a dead body.
Yep. He is a perfectly good bed right here.
Yes, he does. How is... So this guy just literally watches Mike walk up to his car with a brick and does nothing.
Yeah.
Hi. You gotta bring me in? Let me help. You gotta lock the door.
Sam's like, I'm over this.
I'm over it.
Halfway across Miami? That didn't seem like a halfway across Miami chase.
Which is why you're holed up in an office with two guys and a bag of Cheetos. Tell me, why am I here?
You were told to stay out of our business.
Well, clearly you didn't think I would do what I was told because you went to a lot of trouble to keep me busy.
You need to know what happened. If you're playing some kind of a game.
I am flattered that you think I'm that devious, but I didn't.
Well, he is.
He is. He for sure is.
And now he's angry.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole meeting. The whole meeting, basically nothing.
Through all that.
Michael cried. He cried like a dog.
Like a dog.
I went to cried.
So hold okay.
Cry baby bag daddy.
Yeah.
Well, the card.
You get the lock
gone.
On that. No. I was gonna say that, but the card is in the door frame going onto his patio.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That is right.
At least you can fix the lock on that now.
That's true. How's your liver feeling? Hard. Very hard.
I've been calling. I've been to every clinic in town. It's liver damage, for Christ's sake. How complicated can it be?
I understand, sir.
Please. Ma'am, I am in P-A-I-N. Okay, let's get something going here.
Sir, no. That really won't be necessary. I'll see if we can fit you in.
Okay, thank you.
You work Thursday?
Modern day healthcare.
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, shit. You got to remind me.
What?
Well, now I remembered. I got to go tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Tomorrow evening? And Tuesday morning?
Okay.
I'm asking.
Oh. Tomorrow afternoon.
And Coldway's coming.
And Tuesday morning. My dad
he's coming
work. Earlier than I thought.
Okay.
So Nick doesn't have to check on him now.
Okay. Tomorrow night, Tuesday
and
morning.
Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Yep.
A scammer will often have an enforcer to deal with unwanted competition.
And here's my number if you have any questions.
Oh, that's very nice. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
So I think this is Fee getting a point.
Oh, yeah.
So we're at 5-5 now for the two-parter.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, it's only a two-parter in, like, the background story. The main story isn't a two-parter. You know what I'm saying? Like, the jobs, it's not a two-parter in the job that he does.
It's a backstory.
It's a backstory, yeah. Two-parter.
Yeah, Carla.
Right.
Which is the main story of the whole show.
Of the show, yeah.
So it's not really the backstory.
Well,
the side jobs are the backstories.
Because, like, so, like most TV shows, they have the A plot and the B plot. The weird thing about this show is that the B plot is the main storyline of the entire show.
Because it runs in.
Because it runs in the background. But the A plot of an episode is the job.
Yeah. You're a nerd.
Yeah. It's a sweet abandoned place they found.
Like, it just walks around and kicks it. Yeah, but those screws will pry out pretty easily out of plasterboard. Yeah. So, there is that.
I don't know. It looks impressive.
But it's not. Because those screws will pull out so easily.
Right. All right, kid, go sleep on this dude's lap, and then he's going to pet you.
Yes.
It's only weird if you think about it in
or
that context.
Or is that his dad?
I don't think that's Matt Nix. Okay. Hey, buddy, now you get to hang out with this creepy lady. Toys for you to play with. Would you like that? A kind of toys. Michael's old toys? Looks like they're blown up or taken apart. Maybe we could find a few good ones. Want it? Let's go. How did he know where to go? She said, you want to go find out? The kid stood up and walked around the edge of the couch and just went to a door. Okay, that's his fourth wall break. He convinces Fiona to join and then, like, gives a look straight to camera. Like, why? We want in. We want a job application. You're good. You're a funny guy, Todd. And then, let's see.
Now, you know how it is when you get to a new area. You got to do a little research. Know the competition.
He's dressed so much like a dad.
For the record, I think this is the second point for Sam because he's involved with this stuff.
Sure. I mean, he's been involved in the same situation.
No. So he was involved with the kidnapping. That was one point. Now he's torturing the guy. That's a different point.
It's the same guy, though.
It's a different point.
No, it's not.
It's a different point.
That's not a different point. It's a different point. It's the same thing.
No.
He's being tasked with a job to do all this.
No.
That is one job.
No. You get loosey-goosey on the rules sometimes. Because
what do you mean loosey-goosey?
Because you gave him, the last episode, you gave him a point for tailing Carla, for putting the seeker on Carla, the tracker on Carla to tail her, and then you gave him another point for doing the surveillance.
No, so, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You
said,
didn't.
You said, this is a totally different thing now. So,
what are you
like,
talking
yeah, he
about
gets
a tracker on her car. I never said
tracker,
anything about
yes,
a car.
So, yeah, yep. So now we're in the next episode, you're saying, yeah, no, okay, he doesn't get 2 points. No, he gets a point for helping abduct, and he gets a point for torture.
Okay. Whatever makes you feel better at night.
I mean, come on, he dripped his own blood on this dude. He's got to get something for that.
Why? Because he cut his finger? I've seen people check their blood sugar with more blood.
Yeah.
That was a terrible setup.
Doing crunches. He's doing crunches.
And why is he so sweaty?
It's Miami. It's probably like 90 degrees out.
That's
98
true.
Degrees outside.
That's true.
And he lives in the upstairs of a shitty, like, old warehouse that probably doesn't have air conditioning.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, he fixed the roof of the charger pretty quick. I mean, it's still busted in on the inside, but it looks okay on the top.
Yeah.
The windows cracked.
Windows broke.
He waited until he was out of the car and the door slammed before he reacted to that.
Yep.
To get another point for listening in now? I mean, he's even diligently taking notes.
I'll just come over shortly and then I'm going to go to the pub.
Of course not. Okay. Keep it that way. Because that bitch will kill us in a second.
All the dogs were just out.
We got more to worry about from her than we do from these guys. Whoever they are.
Yeah, Mike, I think we finally got something we can use. There's a boss. He sounds like a hard kiss.
I mean, look at all this good intel he's giving Mike.
All
right, he is up by 1 point.
It's one job.
He's up by 1 point.
Prisoners up in a helicopter and tossing one out to get the other to talk. When a helicopter is not available, any tall building will do.
We're gonna have a little conversation. One of you is gonna tell me all about your boss. The other one is gonna go out the window. Your mouth shut. So, I'm feeling cocky. Huh? You? How about you? Okay, guys. Last chance to volunteer. Anybody. Anybody at all. Okay.
Sam, the hard. I like when Sam works jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't actually want to kill anyone, of course. The screaming is all you really need.
It's a continuity error because that hook wasn't in the floor when he kicked the chair.
I feel like they would have noticed big reams of cable underneath them, you know? You know what I'm saying?
I know, but how does it just appear there?
Right. Because it's not here right now. Like, when the right angle you get and you can see the floor, there's not one on his chair.
Because they weren't going to kick him. Because he's the one that they need.
Well, but what if the other guy was the one that talked?
He's not going to fucking say anything worth anything. He's a mastermind. You don't know that. They already knew who they were going to kick out.
This is a different thing he's doing, though.
No. You're being way too loosey-goosey with points.
I'm just trying to make the case for my guy. You aren't... She hasn't really even been in this episode.
Yeah, but you're being loosey-goosey. I don't just give random points.
Stop! You wanted to give her points for her dress
in
the last
episode. That was a joke.
Yeah, my ass.
It was
a joke.
Look,
he's got an iPhone.
Oh, yeah. The old-school charger,
yep.
Too.
Drugstore sells blindfolds now.
Just old fashioned, I guess. We have a new job for you.
It'd have been funny if the bag of Cheetos was still on the table.
I got the sense I wasn't up
to that. That would have been.
Something changed.
I didn't like this job. We want you to try and find whoever it was that tried to kill you.
Lead investigator.
That was weird.
Stop.
Your thing made noise. I wanted mine to make noise. Oh, so we can be the samesies. Fee as Mary Poppins.
That's a point.
I'll give her a point because she's here helping with protect this kid.
So they're tied up.
Yeah.
Correct?
You're correct.
Okay. Arguably the hardest job of the show so far.
I believe this is where she commits a continuity error. So the continuity error is she has this soldier she puts under the side and then the camera angle changes and she's holding it again. So I think that's minus a point.
No.
See?
Oh, yeah. This is the hardest job of the season. Because all the jobs they do, if you think
they get shot at.
Yeah, I know. And that's easy for them.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's because that's what they're used to.
Okay.
They're trained for that.
Uh-huh.
None of them are trained for this.
Okay.
She's in a whole new realm of points right now.
No.
That's a point a minute.
No.
And she answers her cell phone while babysitting. That's another point.
Sure.
I'm trying to be you with Sam.
No. No. She got herself in the face.
She did. Facial.
See, throw Carla into something like this. Mm-hmm. I don't... What? For the truly security conscious, there's no better
meeting place than a pool of water. Even if you manage to hide above... Another point. She's here helping him. That is another point.
Fine.
She's up one. I don't know what the score is.
I believe it's
7-6.
7-6, yeah. This is a high scoring two parter. Mm-hmm.
Philip said you had an opportunity. Another point for wardrobe?
Get out of here.
No?
She is in other stuff. Why
do I recognize her?
Yeah. I don't think she's like a leading lady in anything, but she's definitely like a journeyman actor who just shows up all over the place. How does she tie into this? I've literally been watching this episode. I don't understand what she has to do with what's going on.
I believe she's the top thief.
Yeah, I understand that she's a thief, but... In covert work, you try to make friends with the bad guys. But sometimes you just can't pull it off. Fee's a firecracker. Of course she wasn't going to be able to handle this
job. Stacy Haddock.
Okay. Pop up her IMDb.
Another point?
No.
Why?
She's botching the job right now.
She's doing a different job. Kicking her ass. The Young and Restless. Sorry. She was talking. I just kept thinking about Jack and I couldn't help it. It's not your fault.
Ew, I understand you. I almost feel like Fee should lose the point she got because she fucked up this job.
No. Nope. It's not how it works. She's in prison break.
Maybe that. Okay. Does Sam get a point for contacting his Fed buddies to trace her phone?
No.
No.
This is normal shit.
Stop.
Longmire.
Okay.
NCIS. CSI.
Yep.
Chicago Code, whatever that is. The Descendant. Nothing like big time shit.
No, yeah, I don't think. Like I said, I don't think she's been like a main actor in anything. I just recognize her from different stuff. I think Sam should get a point for tracking the thief's phone.
Fine, they're tied again.
And now he's going to stop Mike from trying to go and do something that's going to kill him.
He doesn't get
killed.
Another point.
No, I'm just saying.
Then Fee gets a point for fighting the.
No. I'm just saying. That if you weren't going to give Sam a point for contacting his Fed buddies, he should get a point for trying to save Michael's life here. Because I would say that this that deserves the point more than him contacting his Fed buddies.
Fine.
So they're tied again. They're tied.
That's all she said. That was on Eastern Road. That's a lot of houses there. Nice neighborhood. Knock on doors for a month.
We have her phone number. You think I could lure her out?
No, she's careful. She's smart. She follows her
instincts. I just almost choked to death on my own spit.
Excellent.
Yep. That'll happen every once in a while, you know.
Fee, can you get your boyfriend to lend us his ambulance tomorrow?
He's got an idea. See, I knew it. I knew he'd come through. He hits me in the mouth a couple times and he gets an idea.
Fee's about to get another point.
If I ask how many times.
Please, I'm not asking for me.
Hey, what's up?
Yo, are you in your house?
I'm not, why? Yeah, no kidding. You're like 2 hours early. Yeah. Uh-huh. There is a key to it if you just want to go in and hang out. No, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Oh my god. Go to the garage. The utility door. Yeah. It's on the side towards the house. Go inside, close the door, look up to the right.
And then give it to go.
Point.
Yeah. Yep. Go inside, close the door, up to the right. There's a bunch of keys. There's a white one that looks like a cat. It'll get you into either door, but the mudroom area has stuff on the floor right now. So if you go around to the front, it'll still get you in. It belonged to one of my female friends that was living with me, and then she gave it back after she moved out. Yeah. So yeah, make yourself at home, and then I'll see you at like 3:15. Okay. Oh my god. Yeah, no, it's fine. Just don't burn the place down. Oh my god. All right. Yep. See you later. Bye. One of my house guests misunderstood the time that she was supposed to come over, so she's 2 hours early.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
For your nerd stuff.
Yeah. And they live like an hour and 10 minutes away, so I'm not going to send her home.
Yeah.
So Sam gets a point for being with Mike again.
So they're tied again.
So they're tied again.
But this is the same shit.
But it's different. It's a different. It's a different aspect. It's a different aspect. It's a different aspect.
You're just grasping now.
No.
You're just trying to get Sam to be at the same level as Fiona.
No.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, I am.
You're grasping at straws.
Yeah, but I'm not grasping at straws. He's doing a different thing. He's there with a gun.
No, he's not.
Yes.
He was there with a gun in the beginning.
He's there with a gun. He was there with a gun in the beginning. He's helping him do this action thing, this acting thing to convince her.
He's just standing there doing nothing. Fee is actually doing two things at once, so she gets a point.
She's not doing two things at once. She's riding in the back of an ambulance.
She's tracing the sound waves.
Correct. She is. Yes.
So that's another point.
That's one. No.
For getting the ambulance.
No.
She gets a point for getting the ambulance, and she gets one for that. That's 2 points.
If anyone gets a point for getting the ambulance, it's Fee's boyfriend.
No. Yes. She's the one who has to ask him.
Stop.
She has to date him, and they broke up during
this. She has to date him.
And they broke up during this.
No.
Yes, they did.
No. I'm saying no to the she gets an extra point.
No. Fiona's up one.
No.
Yep.
No. They're tied.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Fee is up one.
No, they're tied.
Fee's up one. She's doing a thing.
Okay, I'll give it to you. She's doing a separate thing.
So she's up two, really.
No, she's up one. She's up one. She's doing a separate thing. I'll give it to you.
Oh, Fee's there doing another
thing. No, stop.
Oh, now it's the same thing. This is a different thing.
No.
This is a different thing.
It's still intimidating this woman. It's the same.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
One was attempted murder.
Oh, my God. No.
Now this is just.
It's continuity.
You just said that Sam was just standing there. He's doing a different thing.
He was helping Mike.
No, he wasn't. He didn't do anything.
Yes.
He is doing something.
Told those guys to stop screaming.
She is loading and ready to kill her.
She's ahead by one.
No.
She's ahead by two. No, she's ahead by one.
She should be ahead by three.
She's ahead by one.
Be honest.
She's ahead by one. So who do you think punched her? Is she still red from when Fee socked her like yesterday?
Well, that's a point then.
No, that was the job that she failed.
Oh, now it's again. See, you pull strings for Sam, but you won't give any leeway to Fee. You don't.
It's because I hate women. There, you happy? She has very blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, found her stash.
Fee's doing another thing. Jack not stop talking about
Fiona. No, because that's for a thing that she previously did that she was already awarded a point for.
Which is arguably she succeeded very highly of it because Jack drew a picture for her.
Actually, it's a print-off, if you remember correctly.
Well, you know.
Why is it a print-off? They couldn't just have, like, some key grip on the back.
Fiona's here doing a thing.
No.
Michael ended her relationship
because
she asked too many favors. So that's a point for
no,
free.
No. She's still ahead by one. Why are you trying to net her extra points for no reason now all of a sudden?
Because she deserves them.
No.
I'm going to grasp at every straw just like you do with Sam.
No.
Oh, he's standing there.
No.
I'm
surprised you haven't made the argument that Fee should start every single episode with 2 points.
I might have to.
For obvious reasons.
Yes. She did a bomb reconstruction of his shit for when his door got blown off. That is a point.
I'll give it to you. Pulling out to a late win here, if he is.
They were tied the whole goddamn
time. I know. That's what I'm saying.
She allowed Mike to kiss him.
No, stop. Stop it. It's a print off. Look at the white border.
It is.
Like I said, they couldn't just like
let him draw.
Why couldn't the kid just actually draw that?
Oh, Jesus.
It's a point for Carla for breaking into his house.
On the board.
Carla on the board.
Tied with fucking Nate.
With Nate. Who's still in jail.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't solved that problem. And she's eating his yogurt.
Yep.
Clearly, Michael should be with Carla and not Fee.
Because she shares.
Yeah. Creepy. They just both ate off the same spoon.
With sexual looks.
Well, a lot of sexual tension. There's a ton of sexual tension in this room right now.
No bra.
No bra. I mean, it's Miami. I mean, nipple. Would you wear one?
Look, her boob is twittering. It's twitching.
There's a little bit of a jiggle happening there. There must be a breeze in this room.
I think it's nipple tension. Doing your own errand? Involuntary fucking
jiggly
twitching.
Nipples because she thinks Mike is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Female listeners, if that's a thing,
email us at thewisconsingoodbye
at gmail.com. Nipple jiggling. Involuntary nipple jiggling. Actually, female listeners, don't email us because I'm pretty sure we only have two. One is my sister-in-law, the other is my mom, so I'd really rather not know.
All right, so Fee takes it two
Fee
ahead.
Fee takes it two ahead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Most helpful.
Yep.
Throughout the entire
For the two-parter.
It was a high-scoring game.
Though. It was, because I think it ended up being 8-6. You know what? I'll give this one a 7 as well.
Yeah, so we'll rate them together as a 14?
Yeah, total 14. Yeah. Or do you want to, if you averaged it, it would be a 7 for the two-parter.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. But I think this is a 7.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a good one.
It was a good episode.
Yeah, I think so. So we'll wrap this. We're gonna have to jump right into
the next one.
The next one. We're gonna have to get at it real quick here. As always, thanks for listening to the Wisconsin Goodbye. Comments, questions, email us at
thewisconsingoodbye@gmail.com. Toodaloo, folks.
This is much more efficient when you have the thing that ends it right next to you, and you can say toodaloo and then end it immediately.